We all still remember the summer of 2025 as a time of extreme heat waves and flash floods. In the last few weeks of June this year, we and the whole of Europe all suffered greatly from the heat. But whilst we usually talk about the immediate dangers and damage to people and nature, a new study by the University of Mannheim is shining a spotlight on the long-term economic consequences. The team led by Dr. Sherish Usman isn't just talking about short-term damage here, is that right?
Exactly. The research shows that the direct damage is just the tip of the iceberg. Instead, the study examines the loss of gross value added. In other words, the overall economic impact. For the year 2025 alone, the researchers estimate a loss in the affected European regions of as much as 43 billion euros. As I said, that's the economic impact for 2025 alone.
That's an enormous sum. But what's really worrying is the forecast for the following years.
That's the crucial point. It used to be thought that costs peaked immediately after the disaster. This study refutes that. The economic cost escalates over time. For the events in 2025, losses are projected to rise to 126 billion euros by 2029 due to the consequences of the extreme weather events. And that's based on the assumption that no further extreme weather events would occur. This is due to delayed effects, such as disrupted supply chains, lasting losses in productivity, and the exodus of the workforce.
Wow, those are enormous economic losses. Are there any regions that will be hit particularly hard?
Yes. In parts of Greece, the droughts of 2025 are forecast to lead to a loss of almost 3% of annual economic output by 2029. That is effectively a regional recession, triggered by a single weather event. But the economic consequences of extreme weather do not stop at national borders. Our supply chains are so closely interconnected that such disasters cause disruptions across the entire European economic area.
When you consider that not only do tax revenues fall as a result of such economic slumps, but at the same time, expenditure on emergency aid and social benefits rises massively, this places an enormous strain on national budgets. And in the end, there's no money left for vital investments in the future.
That's right. And the authors explicitly describe their estimates as conservative. The actual economic burden is highly likely to be even greater.
So the figures speak for themselves. The question is no longer whether we can afford climate adaptation, but whether we can afford not to act. Thank you very much for these insights.